doing some monitoring around the Wallangarra area in the Southern Downs to look at the rabbit populations and how they fluctuate over time, with the long-term result of the project being hopefully the release of a new strain of rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus to control rabbits.
And how are you going about the pilot?
It's been a fantastic collaboration between Biosecurity Queensland and the local government area down there, the Southern Downs Regional Council, to establish this site, and we're getting their assistance in monitoring the population. We're using a couple of techniques. We're doing some trapping of rabbits to get an idea of whether they've had previous exposure to RHDV, and we're also doing spotlight counts to monitor the numbers of rabbits at our trial sites.
And what did you find?
We've found that the site has got one of the highest densities of rabbits in Queensland. In our spotlight counts, we were seeing between 40 and 95 rabbits per spotlight kilometre, which is fairly extensive. In most of the other parts of Queensland at the moment, we're only seeing between 2 and 5 rabbits per kilometre in sort of the more thicker parts that are infested with rabbits. So it's quite a high density area, fairly localised population sort of around the township itself.
Are you surprised by the number of rabbits you found?
We are, certainly. Wallangarra has always been one of the highest rabbit productive areas in the state. The conditions are just perfect for it. It's nice and cool. Good rainfall, so there's always nice green grass, especially coming through winter, and good soils for digging burrows. So it is a highly productive area for rabbits. It did knock down a little bit when rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus first came through, but ever since then it's been slowly building back up. But it certainly is, one of the highest densities of rabbits that we've seen for a long time.
Can you tell me about this new strain of RHDV?
The project that it comes under is called the RHD Boost Program, and it's being headed up by the Invasive Animals Cooperative Research Centre. And it's been looking for a strain that will assist the current strain that we have in Australia, which is sort of known as the Czech strain, because it came from Czechoslovakia. And in some places, rabbits are developing genetic resistance. There's also a high level of immunity from rabbits who have been exposed and survived. And there's also a non-pathogenic Khaleesi virus in the rabbit populations that afford some protection against the Czech strain. So they've been doing tests to identify a new strain that will hopefully overcome those barriers to effectiveness, so things that will hopefully control rabbits that have resistance or that have been exposed to this non-pathogenic Khaleesi virus.
So that non-pathogenic virus that you refer to, is that just a sort of natural immunity that rabbits have had in Australia since they've been here virtually?
Yes, that's right. The virus itself was only recently identified in 2010 by researchers at CSIRO, and their research sort of looking into the historical changes of that virus indicate that it has been in the Australian wild rabbit population since they first came to Australia in about the 1850s. It seems to be that the non-pathogenic strain seems to be most commonly found in cooler, wetter areas, and that's always been where the lethal RHDV has had the least impact, and it seems to be that it's this non-pathogenic Khaleesi virus providing protection against the lethal disease.
But this new RHD boost should get around that problem.
Yes, that's right. That's what the hope is with this program.
So at the moment, are you just trapping and looking for rabbits that might have this resistance, or have you actually released this RHD boost?
The RHD boost won't be released for a couple of years yet. It's still in the development and registration phase, so we're just doing some monitoring at the moment to assess how the populations vary naturally, and if RHDV and even myxomatosis is active in those populations, so that when we do get around to releasing the new strain, we'll be able to test exactly how effective it is compared to the other viruses.